Hello everyone, welcome back. We're going to look at a lecture written by Dr. Toth and Dr. Bueller, both of NC State. It's entitled Pesticide Formulations, and I'm using it in conjunction with your Chapter 5 in your core manual. Again, this information comes from applying pesticides correctly, the old textbook, but this presentation is still available on North Carolina Department of Ag's website. And it's something that you may see if you go to, like, to a continuing education class. And it's available for pesticide training classes that are taught throughout the state. So it was developed for that. I'm going to use it in conjunction with Chapter 5. So again, read Chapter 5, preferably beforehand, then view this lecture. And we'll go from there. But pesticide formulations, it's talking about the different ways that we can purchase the pesticides and how they're going to be applied to our properties. So let's get started. But a pesticide formulation is a mixture of active and inert ingredients. Remember, active ingredients is the chemical itself, and then the inert is what I call the fillers that's a part of the formulations. Some formulations, they're ready to use, such as over-the-counter bottles that you may get that you just spray, you pump spray into onto your weeds, like in the sidewalks. Some maybe in an aerosol can that you can actually spray for waspers or anything like that, any of the bees. That's pesticide that's ready to use. Others, you're still going to have to dilute them with water, such as that 1 gallon container of Roundup. You know, we're going to have to mix that with water. Or you can mix it with a petroleum-based solvent or even air before you can apply it. Some of the air is like, you know, we have those dusters that you can put on a backpack blower and kind of, you know, blow inside of a greenhouse. You know, you're actually mixing it with air, oil, or water. Purpose of formulations: they increase the pesticide effectiveness in the field, the availability to the pest, and their persistence. It improves the safety features of the pesticides. It's diminishing the hazards to the user or the environment. Imagine Roundup. We're purchasing in like the 2.5 gallon jug here, as you see the mixer, putting it in the tank. What if you could only buy a Roundup already with the water in it? Look how much a lawn care company or a landscape contractor may use. Look at the storage problems with that. Look at the danger to the environment if that large container got punctured, or if there was a fire, anything like that. Having the formulations in concentrates like this is a safety feature that I'm glad we're able to use. It's the cost effectiveness of it. You couldn't purchase Roundup as a ready to use in these large tanks. Look how much money that would actually cost you. The transport of it. You know, you can actually put that 2.5 gallon jug in your truck. I've used my client's water to mix up a backpack sprayer. You know, what if I had to? What if that Roundup was only come ready to use in these large tanks, and I had to carry that around with me? It would be more cost effective. It actually costs more money to the client because it costs me more money to purchase. But it also enhances the handling qualities of the pesticide equipment, storage, and like I said, transport. I'm glad we have all these different formulations that are available to us. Considerations for choosing a pesticide formulation. Do you have the necessary equipment? We talked about that in the last lecture. Do you have the right equipment to put it out? Can the formulation be applied safely to the area and under the conditions of applications? You know, the example of a wetlands. Can you apply this pesticide safely near the wetlands or even the rates? You know, it may be illegal to use it at a higher dosage in a certain area versus if the pest was located somewhere else. Will the formulation reach the target and stay in place long enough to control the pest? And will the formulation harm the surface on which is it applied? Look at pendimethalin. A lot of lawn care companies used pendimethalin years ago, and some of them are still using it. But it would stain everything it come pretty much in contact with, orange. You'd apply it in granular, you apply it in liquid, it hits that that bright concrete, it's going to leave a yellowish, orangish stain on it. types of other formulations. We have liquid formulations, the emulsifiable concentrates, solutions, liquid flowables, aerosols, and all these are listed in your textbook, guys, and throughout this PowerPoint. Fumigants, adjuvants, surfactants that you're going to actually mix and actually increase the effectiveness of the pesticide. You have dry formulations such as dust, baits, granulars, wettable powders, soluble powders, microencapsulated, and then dry flowables. We, in the lawn care industry, we use emulsifiable concentrates, sometimes solutions, not as much. Fumigants, never going to use. Adjuvants, we are going to add some surfactants to some of our chemicals. Have used liquid flowables. Never used a dust, I'd have to actually go back and look at the label. It's been a long time since using. If it was considered a granular or dust, I mean, I did have to wear a respirator putting out this type of chemical for brown patch in the lawn. But it was such a fine. I did put it out with the spreader, so it probably was considered a granular, but it was very, very tiny granules. Wettable powders, yes, use those. Pretty much it when it comes to my career. But emulsifiable concentrate, EC or E, and we saw this with the in chapter 4 in our textbook, we saw the nematodes, which was a 3E. Nematodes 3E was an emulsifiable concentrate. It contains a liquid active ingredient, a solvent, and an agent to allow formulation to mix with water to form an emulsion. The emulsion is really a combination of two or more liquids that usually wouldn't, they couldn't mix. Now they're able to be mixed because of this concentrate. They're used in agriculture, ornamentals, turf, and forestry. And for livestock, structural, and public health pests, the advantages, they're easy to handle. Their transport and storage is easy. Little agitation required. And that's a big thing, especially with lawn care. A lot of times you'll hear lawn care trucks drive by, and you'll hear that tank running. They're having to continuously keep that mixture in their sprayer tanks agitated, actually mixed. But with emulsifiable concentrates, there's very little of that. So that's a big advantage in lawn care. It's not abrasive. It doesn't clog nozzles. Again, a big advantage in lawn care, and leaves little residue on treated surfaces. Another advantage for lawn care. So emulsifiable concentrates are big when put into turf. Disadvantage, mixing and calibration required. Well, I mean, that's pretty much with anything. But it's toxic to plants and humans, easily absorbed through the skin, and can deteriorate metal and rubber, and is flammable. So that's some things you'd have to consider when applying an emulsifiable concentrate. Solution contains an active ingredient dissolved in a liquid solvent, water, or petroleum-based, either a concentrate, and must be further diluted or ready-to-use formulation. Used for structural pests, livestock and poultry pests, space sprays, shade trees, pest, and mosquito control. Advantages, no agitation needed, but disadvantages, a limited number of formulations of this type available. So, very few of them out there on the market that we would be using as turf and ornamental professionals. Liquid flowable contains insoluble, finely ground, solid active ingredient mixed with a liquid and an inert ingredient to form a suspension. Use, same pest control operations as emulsifiable concentrates. Advantage, easily to handle and apply, seldom clogs nozzles. And disadvantages, require moderate agitation and may leave a viable residue on the surface. So we're still going to use this like in lawn care. It's funny how they say seldom clogs nozzles, and that's all going to depend on the operator. If you take care of your equipment and you clean it out every day, you're not going to have that trouble. But you could leave a chemical pesticide in a spray tank overnight, you're going to get some clogging. So that chemical is going to set up. So Again, that's all about how you take care of your equipment. Take care of your equipment take care of you. Aerosol contains one or more active ingredients and solvent, usually a petroleum distillate, packaged in a ready-to-use pressurized container or applied in a smoke fog generator. Space spraying, crack, crevice treatments for structural and household pest control. Advantages, it's convenient. The user can purchase small quantities of pesticide. Again, that is a very good advantage. You don't have to buy a whole 2.5-gallon jug of it that you may only you know, use once in a blue moon. You can use it for a spot treatment, you know, in a house, greenhouse type setting. Easily stored, does not lose activity. Disadvantage, it has limited uses, difficult to confine to target site or pest. You know, you're not going to use it out in the open field. And the risk of inhalation. This is like time you hear you have fleas and they may come in and do a flea treatment with an aerosol like this. Another thing that I've seen in lawn care is the aerosol can. It looks like a hairspray can. And you can get some of your broadleaf weed controls in an aerosol can. And they've got even little like cup holders that you can mount to your lawnmower and actually keep that on your lawnmower. So when you're mowing and you see a little patch of clover, get that can out and you spray it. Mainly used for your broadleaf weed. So that's a good idea. You're not having to purchase that aerosol can. Can be expensive, but you're not having to buy a whole bunch of that product. Good for spot treatments for landscapers. Dust, ready to use dry formulation that contains a low percentage of the active ingredient plus a dry inert carrier such as talc, chalk, clay, or ash, and just use dry. We're going to use it to treat seeds, control indoor pests, crack and crevice spot treatments, and parasites on pets and livestock and use for pests in home gardens. We've seen that, kind of like the shaker bottles. This is when we'd use it in our home gardens. And we've probably all, put some type of powder on our pets. Advantages, usually ready to use, no mixing, requires simple equipment and effective in hard to reach areas. Disadvantages, drifts off the target site. Residues easily moved off target by air and water, doesn't stick as well as liquids, and uneven distribution can irritate the eyes, nose, and throat. Bait, contains a small amount of dry active ingredient mixed with food or some other attractant. Pest ingest the pesticide. Used inside of buildings for control of ants, roaches, flies, rodents, outdoors for control of rodents, other mammals, birds, slugs, snails, and insects. Advantages, ready to use with no mixing, little hazard to the applicator, even distribution not necessary, and controls mobile pests. Can be removed when pests not present. That's a good thing. Disadvantage, can be attractive to children, pets, and wildlife. Pets may prefer crop to bait, and dead pests may cause odor problem or secondary poisoning of wildlife. True, I've used baits for mouse in the house. Well, that can be a big problem. The mouse will actually eat the bait and then it's going to run off and it's going to die somewhere in your house. You can start smelling it, but where is it? So you're having to look for it. Granular or pellet, it's ready to use. Dry formulations prepared by applying liquid active ingredient to coarse absorptive materials such as a clay. Pellets are larger and they're more uniform in shape. Guys, this is our fertilize. This is our lime applications. We're putting it out in granular or pellet form. Used for soil pests, larval mosquitoes, aquatic pests, and aerial application to avoid drift. Pellets to use as pelletized seeds and fumigants. Advantages, particles settle quickly. There's low drift, little hazard to the applicator, simple application equipment, our spreaders, and it's a slow release of a pesticide. You know, slow release fertilize. You know, we're just releasing that chemical over a period of time instead of putting it all out at once. Disadvantages, do not stick to foliage or surfaces, may need to incorporate in soil, may require moisture to activate the pesticide, and non-target wildlife may use it as feed. Wettable powder, dry, finely ground formulation with active ingredient mixed with clay or talc, formulation mixed with water to form a suspension for application. Used widely, commercial applications for most pest problems. Advantages, easy to store, transport, and handle. Less likely than emulsifiable concentrate formulation to harm plants, animals, and surfaces. Less skin and eye absorption than an EC. Disadvantage, inhalation hazard to mixers. Requires good agitation and will settle out of the solution. Abrasive to pumps and nozzles and leaves visible residues on surface. You'll use wettable powders if you are in lawn care. Soluble powder, similar to wettable powder, but dissolves readily and forms a true solution. Few pesticides available in this formulation. Advantages, has all the advantages of the wettable powders, non-abrasive to the pumps and nozzles, and consistent agitation not required. Disadvantage, inhalation hazard during mixing. Guys, anytime that you see agitation not required, that's a good thing, because you're burning gas in the pump. You may get uneven distribution of the chemical if the mixture is not agitated and thoroughly mixed in your tank. You may spray over here and not have any pesticide. You go over here and you have too much pesticide. So agitation is a big thing, especially in your large, you know, 50-gallon, 100-gallon tank sprayers. Microencapsulated pesticide, MIMS, particles of pesticide, active ingredient, liquid or dry, surrounded in a plastic coating, formulated product mixed with water and applied as a spray. Following application, the capsule slowly releases the pesticide. Advantages: it's increased safety to the applicator, easy to mix, handle, and apply, and a slow release of the pesticide. Disadvantages: constant agitation required, not a good thing, and bees may pick up capsules and take back to their hive. Dry flowable. Active ingredient is prepared as dry, granular-sized particles. Granulars mixed with water where they break into fine particles and form a suspension for application. Advantages: more easily measured and mixed than wettable powders, and less inhalation hazard to mixers. Disadvantages: requires constant agitation to keep the formulation in solution. Again, you're going to have that settling out. Fumigant. Pesticides that form poisonous gases when applied, formulated as liquids or solids, can be released under high pressure, high humidity, or a water vapor. Used in agricultural, soil, greenhouses, bins, structural pest control, regulatory pest control, boards and borders. Strawberry farmers use it. They're going to fumigate underneath their plastic, you know, methyl bromide, an insecticide, herbicide, and a fungicide, all underneath that plastic, putting out as a fumigant. Advantages: toxic to a wide range of pests, can penetrate small areas, usually requires a single treatment. Disadvantage: highly toxic to humans and non-target organisms, requires the use of specialized application equipment and protective equipment like a respirator. The treatment area must be enclosed or covered. Well, you've seen this in the strawberry farms. You know, you got the rows with the plastic over top of it. They're fumigating underneath it. Still, when you're putting methyl bromide out in the agricultural field of strawberries, you're going to have two applicators. You're going to have one applicator with the full breathing suit, coveralls. I mean, he's, you know, he looks like a looks like an astronaut, but he's got to have the respirator on. Well, he's in the field applying the pesticide. You've got to have somebody standing back from him, ready to go, fully dressed, in case the applicator that's applying the methyl bromide goes down. You got to have this guy go in and get him and pull him to a safe area. So you got to have two guys in full gear ready to go. It's kind of a dangerous, very dangerous thing when applying something like this. And anytime that this may be done, there are companies that'll come out and do this for you. You know, my dad actually has the license to do it, but he's never actually applied it himself. He's hired the companies to come in and do it for him. Adjuvant, chemical inert added to the pesticide formulation or tank mix to increase the effectiveness of safety. I've always mixed like a surfactant with Roundup. You know, Roundup may take 7 to 10 days to kill the weed. There's actually some surfactants that you can put in there that you'll start seeing results in like, you know, 5 to 6 days. But they include wetting agents, emulsifiers, spreaders, stickers, foaming agents, thickeners, safeners, compatibility agents, buffers, and anti-foaming agents. Anti-foaming agents is a good thing when you're mixing a large tank for turf application, because you got all this foam coming up. That foam's going to come out of the tank. You got to sit and wait, let the foam go down, put more water in, which creates more foam. Can be a time-consuming process. And reference, applying pesticides correctly for private commercial applicators is Unit 3. We're going to look at Chapter 5 for our book, Core Manual. Again, I just wanted to use this pesticide. I mean, use this lecture for you guys, so you're getting a taste of one, you know, the guys from NC State and the older textbook. Please read Chapter 5 in reference to this PowerPoint. And again, if there's any questions, please put them on the discussion board or send me an email. Thank you, guys, and I will see you in the next lecture.